Well, it is a privilege and a delight for me to be with you this afternoon at this 180th anniversary and the annual meeting of the Society. Please turn with me to your Bibles in the 119th Psalm. And for a short time, I want us to think upon that verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. The subject given to me at this AGM of the TBS is the AB, its relevance among the young in a multicultural society. A mouthful, isn't it? And we have a limited time to deal with this subject. But here, in the 9th verse of this psalm, it is most fitting, I believe. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. There is much connection between young people and the Bible. The Bible is full of young people. Young people who came to a saving knowledge of God. Young people who served the Lord and young people who rejected Him. Young people who came under the wrath of God. The scriptures are full of young. But also remember, the Bible is not only for the young, but it has much to say about adults too. The children of Israel are called children for many reasons, including the fact, I believe, in many ways they showed the immaturity of children as well, and they needed this process of sanctification. Here in the text and in many other places, we are told that the Bible is to be used by young people, boys and girls, the youth. You see here that there is a way that young people are on. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? It says his way. Young people are born. Children are born in an unclean life. Maybe a clean hospital, a clean home, but they're born in an unclean life. They are in the wrong path, wrong journey towards eternal misery. And we are told here, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? They are on this road that needs to be cleansed. In the sight of God, they are on an impure journey, impure path, impure way. So what are children? What are young people? Young adults? What must they do? You must examine your life. You must examine the path that you are on. The word in the original for the way is a track. A track. It says it could be translated a track or a rut that is made by a cart or by chariot wheels. And this young man is on this path, this track. And so what is the answer? What does God say? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. They must take heed. That is, they must keep guard. They must listen. They must preserve the way that God has said. What is that way? His instruction. the instructions of this book, thy word. And that is then they begin this path to eternal life, the word of God. And a young man reading this book, he will find the person who is called the Way, who by his blood cleanses them from all their sins. They become a living disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. This book is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Every page, Christ is found upon every page of it. They are written of him. So here we are, and the subject is before us. The authorized version, its relevance among the young in a multicultural society. To begin with, I must define a number of things, at least one thing, which I believe is so important. We must make sure at the outset we understand certain words, and so we understand what we clearly mean when we talk about relevance, young people, and so on, multicultural society. We are discussing the relevance of the authorized version in our own day to young people. Let us think about this word relevant, or relevance of the Bible. And as we think about it, this word relevant, what do we actually mean by that? Let us take a step back for a short time and see this from a broader level. We must realize, friends, that the Bible itself is relevant. The Bible is relevant since it is the eternal word of the eternal God. Since it is the revealed mind of this God about himself, who he is, his nature, about his will, about his relationship to us and our relationship to him. The Bible is relevant because of what it is. People do not make the Bible relevant. You and I do not make this book relevant. We don't allow it to be relevant. It is not the church's responsibility to make the Bible relevant to the society at large. It is inherently relevant because it is the Word of God. So, the Bible by nature is relevant to every young person in every culture, even in our multicultural society. The impact of this book, both its translation in English or in any other language, has turned individuals, as we heard earlier on, of the Armenian Bible, turned them from a life of sin to a life in Jesus Christ, turned families, turned nations, turned cultures from ungodliness and heathenism to being Christians. The Bible has formed cultures and destroyed barbaric, idolatrous, superstitious cultures into an orderly, industrious, prosperous, and God-glorifying cultures. It has and shall change people's lives, and it shall change people's destinies. A single text transformed Luther when he read it and was blessed by the Spirit of God. It launched a new epoch. The Word of God, it always has come, and it continues to come to us into our communities with regenerative force when it is blessed by the Holy Spirit Is the Bible relevant for us today? Of course it is. Because it is the word of the Almighty God to His creatures. But our subject today is about the relevance of our English Bible. This 400-year-old book that was translated all those years ago. Is it relevant? The question is put. Is it relevant in a multicultural society for our young people, in our churches, or for evangelism? Is it relevant? So, I go back again to what I said at the beginning. What do we mean by relevant? The dictionary definition, it is so good to use our dictionaries when we come to things like this. What does the dictionary say? What does the word relevant mean? Let me tell you what I found. It means to have significant and demonstrable bearing on the matter at hand. To make connection, to be applicable, to be fitting, to relate in the right way, and we think to relate in a right way to our young people in a multicultural society. Isn't that God's people's desire? Isn't that your desire? To be in this way relevant to those around you. But the question is this. Does this 400-year-old English translation do that in our increasingly multicultural society for the young people, both in our churches and out of our churches? Is it suitable to be used among the various people who are from near and far? Friends, I say to you that our convictions and conclusion must be based upon facts of history, reason, scripture, the doctrines that come out of this book, and it must apply not only to the young, but also to the old, from not only a multicultural society, but in any culture, in any time, in any place. And our answer regarding the AV is definite, affirmative. Yes, this authorized version is relevant, is the relevant English Bible among the young in a multicultural society. I believe that the multiplication of modern versions and modern language English Bibles is one of the most important religious phenomena of recent decades. And it is our view that the production of these new translations has served to undermine the spiritual foundations for our young people and has weakened the message of the churches of Christ. The new versions have not brought about the promised spiritual effect that they tell us on their boxes, or the leaders tell us and show us their videos or write a review for us. It has not brought about what they promised to the masses and to the churches, let alone the young people. Nowhere as near as the effect that this old English Bible has had upon your life and my life. Let me say something about this. The problem, I believe, that we are faced in our generation, it does not lie, and I'm saying it, I trust, as a young person, with humility. The problem, I believe, does not lie with the young. It lies with the old. The They are the ones who feel the old authorized version is irrelevant. I have yet to hear a young child complain about the old words of the authorized version. The young simply accept it as the word of God. So we must ask, are the new English versions, maybe the society should have chosen this subject to deal with, are the new English versions relevant for our young people in a multicultural society? Are they relevant? London has faced the response of the young people, and the answer, I believe, is no. It has not been relevant. The abandonment of this 400-year-old English Bible, the authorized version, has not been a good thing. They have not helped the cause of Christ in the church among our young people living in a multicultural society. And I want to give a number of reasons why this book is still relevant and it is the best Bible to use for our young people and for our evangelism in this multicultural society. Our time is limited and our subject is great, but I hope to highlight only the main points for you this afternoon. Let me begin with this. The authorized version is the relevant Bible among the young in a multicultural society because, first of all, it has been the standard English Bible of the English-speaking world. That's a very simple thing, but I feel it ought to be said. This makes it to be relevant for anyone living in a multicultural society. Let us think about the culture in which young people are raised. It is multicultural. People are coming from all over the world, living in UK and other Western countries. Who are we facing? And how can any of our young people face so many people who are coming, mainly from Africa, Asia, Europe, and so on? How can they face? The only Bible that will be culturally effective, I believe, and useful to use is a Bible that the majority know, and a Bible that is a standard and stable. The Church of Jesus Christ used to have a standard Bible. They were all united on this point, at least. We have one Bible. But now, do you know, you go on a Muslim website that they are promoting Islam, and what is the first thing on their point of apologetic? How to deal with Christians? Is this issue. So many versions. The church does not know which Bible to use. How can our young people face such things? So I would say it is better to return back to this one book. So our young people can say, no, we have one Bible. One English Bible that is a standard. Historically, the authorized version, that has been the only Bible that was taken and used throughout the Commonwealth and throughout the US. Any culture which has English as its first or second language was affected by the missionary movement of the 18th century and beyond. Only one Bible they had, and that was the authorized version. Their language, their form of expression, their form of grammar has been affected by this one Bible. The only Bible that was used in the Commonwealth was the Authorized Version. It was the Bible that people use still today in Africa, in India, in the Far East, in the West Indies. Even in the USA, the Authorized Version became the Bible that molded and formed the society's history and foundation laws. That is why when our young people face people of various cultures, background, they can use this book still. It was the Bible that was used in the English-speaking world. It is the Bible that those people know and love. And it was from its very arrival, it was from this English Bible that many of other cultures came to know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The historical success of this English Bible itself upon the other cultures of the world is a case for itself if we are to reach those very cultures who come and meet us on these islands. So that is one thing. Our young people need a standard Bible. And what is that, a standard Bible? None of the others have established themselves. The revised version that came out in 1881 was to be a replacement of this. Who uses the 1881 today? The 1901, the American Standard Version, it was to be the standard version in America. No American uses it today. The last preacher that I heard who used to quote the 1901, he would say, he's retired. He doesn't use it anymore today. This is the only Bible that is standard for our young people. That's why it makes it effective. The second matter is this, that the Authorized Version is the relevant Bible among the young in a multicultural society because it is the most stable Bible. It is the most stable Bible. Our youth need to rely upon a stable Bible, which does not change every few years. They should not need to face people of other cultures ever explaining, ever apologizing, ever having to say why now, 5 years down the line, they have got a new version with different wording and with different footnotes and so on. And since the Authorized Version has been the most stable English Bible, and since the Authorized Version has been the Bible of the churches, then it is most helpful for our young people. Our young people, my friends, as you know, as you are living in such society, they are living in a world that is ever changing. At such a speed it is changing. My friends, they must have a spiritual anchor which does not change. And that must be a stable translation of an English Bible. One thing that should not change in this world should be the Word of God. And this book has been the most stable version. The psalmist says there in those words, in verse 11 of Psalm 119, which was read to you, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." How can an ever-changing English Bible be retained in the heart and mind of the young? How can it? It cannot be memorized. We have a culture of young adults who have been brought up as well upon modern versions. And let me ask you, Is the condition of our young or those adults in their, my age or in their 30s, late 30s, 40s, 20 years ago they would have been young. 30 years ago they would have been young. And when you look in your churches, if they have been brought up upon modern versions, are they more spiritual? Are they more stable? Are they more Bible literate? Do they know their Bibles? Are we having trouble finding men to fill our pulpits, faithful men? Are we having difficulty finding deacons and elders who are faithful and spiritual and serious about the things of God? An ever-changing Bible does not help. It does not help. It cannot be retained. And as something ever changes, you cannot put your confidence in it, because you don't know what will come again. In a few years' time, and on the label it says, this will change the way you have known the Word of God. I know the answer to some of those things that I've asked does not only rely on what version of the Bible has been used by people, but I believe it is a great part of the spiritual downslide of the Western Church. The many easy to use or easy to read versions have not helped at all. They have not been as relevant as this old book. To relate to our youth, to relate to our children, they need to have something stable, something that does not change. And this book is the answer, I believe. A stable English Bible. The third thing I want to say is this, that the AV is the relevant Bible among the young in a multicultural society, because it is the most sound and stable Bible in its theology. This is the kind of a Bible that our young people need. And I believe if you were to ask them, do you want a Bible that is sound in its theology? I believe the answer would be yes. I don't want a Bible that denies the deity of Christ. I don't want a Bible that puts a question mark on the virgin birth of Christ. I don't want a Bible that does not know and puts question marks on so many things in the footnotes and says, I do not know if this verse is the right text or not. I believe our young people would want a Bible that is theologically accurate. Those who translated the Authorized Version believed in the plenary and verbal inspiration of the Scriptures. Hence, they have given us a Bible that is theologically sound. No doctrine which God has revealed is compromised in the Authorized Version. And that makes it very relevant. Because we said, the Bible in itself is relevant because it is the Word of God. And the only English Bible that will be relevant to you or to your young people is a Bible that does not compromise on doctrine. How can a theologically weak Bible be relevant to any people, let alone young people? Or to any culture, or to any age? When there are changes made to critical verses, as I said to you concerning the deity of the Savior, to His eternal sonship, to His blood atonement, when doctrine is weakened, then that Bible is no longer a relevant Bible for the reader. So the Authorized Version, I believe, is most relevant. because it is a stable and sound in theology. It's been well tested. Theologians, sound theologians in the past 400 years have quoted from it without questioning it. But today, even some who advocate modern versions have to, in their systematic theologies, have to apologize for certain phrases and certain points of rendering. So, do we have a Bible that is sound theologically? Is the textual basis of that Bible sound and stable? The only answer that could be given, and the only version that is most faithful in the English language today, is this old authorized version that we so love. And that in itself makes it relevant. Another point that I want to make is this, and I believe these points, you have heard it before, you have read the arguments before, all of these things that I am saying today, but I want to just simply press it home with you. As a young person coming from a different culture, press it home with you. This book is, I believe, is most relevant still in our day. So the next point is this. The authorized version is the relevant Bible among the young in a multicultural society because it has a sound and stable also textual basis and method of translation. Many people, both in the pulpit and the pew, do not know that the textual source of the various English Bibles differs from one another. Nearly all of the modern versions, since the authorized version have been based on a different family of texts. The authorized version is the only English Bible in publication today that solely relies upon the Textus Receptus family of the Greek New Testament and the Masoretic text of the Old Testament. It is the only English Bible that gives us, without questioning, without putting things in the margin to question it, the most authentic and fullest available text of the Scriptures. For a young person to know that is the only English Bible that is following the vast majority of the more than 5,000 manuscripts, that he or she is handling the most authentic Bible and the most fullest available text of the Holy Scriptures, it gives us great assurance in the Word of God. Most other versions of the English Bibles that are published today are based upon a minority of manuscripts that are defective and they disagree with one another. And in their margins, as I said to you, they question the authenticity of the biblical text in many places. You will come across the Jehovah's Witnesses, you come across Muslims, people of other cultures. And how can you defend the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ when the text in your Bible says he appeared in a body? But for me, talking to a Muslim, I can say, or for any young person can say, God was manifest in the flesh. No question about it. No footnotes to say this is not available in the best manuscripts. That makes it very relevant to me. That makes it very relevant when I'm dealing with the subject of eternal punishment. And when we come to Mark 9 and then passages are removed, verses, not just words, but verses are taken out. I cannot find a modern version relevant that puts a question mark on the eternal punishment when I'm dealing with a Jehovah's Witness who denies it. Or the eternal sonship of Christ, Or the person of the Holy Spirit? We need the most relevant Bible for our young people and whatever age you are. The most relevant Bible for you is the most faithful and fullest Bible. And the only Bible that is available today in the English language is this authorized version. And that makes it so relevant. If you have a particular illness, would you visit a doctor that is known to have weaknesses in that field? Would you go to them? Would you go to such doctors? Would you go to such hospitals if you knew that people who are in there have not been either trained or they're hesitant? Or their sources of information is not based upon a faithful source, authentic source. It is the word of mouth. I believe you would not go. Our Lord said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every man, both young and old, is a living soul that needs every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not most of it, not 99% of it, but 100% of it. And a Bible that lacks that purity and fullness of the Word of God is not relevant. You would not feed your child food that you know it has most of the vitamins and the nutritions. You would want a diet that is complete. Or they'll be physically affected by that. What about our spiritual soul? What about our spiritual need? I believe if you were to ask the majority of the youth in our churches, or even outside, they would say, I want a stable Bible. I want an accurate Bible. I want a Bible that I know this is the doctrine of God. Even though I might reject it, still I know this is the doctrine, the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and no one else. Not a translator's thoughts, not a reviser's thoughts, but it is the true translation of the original Greek or the Hebrew. There are many young people living amongst us, my friends, both within our churches or coming from other cultures, very educated. Many coming from other faiths, other beliefs. Many come with their prejudices against Christianity. The best way to be relevant to them is to use a tried and tested Bible. It has passed the test of 400 years. Have you got anything 400 year old that has not broken? That you have just kept it somewhere in a safe. But you have had this book. Has it broken? Has it ever failed you? Or has it ever been faithful to you, to your soul? Has it been your best friend? A best friend is a person who tells the most truth about you. And this book has done that. It hasn't questioned it. We have not always liked what we have read. But we know it is the Word of God. It has spoken to our souls. There are no footnotes to tell me that, no, the authors think that this verse it should not be there, or I could become its own editor and take it out if I wanted to. That's what my New King James used to tell me. Are we facing people of many different cultures and nations and faiths? This book will be the most relevant book to use. For they have a spiritual souls, and they need the most relevant Bible for themselves. There are others who come into our churches, and they have other Bibles of other languages. People who come from the Middle East, some speaking Arabic, they would bring their Van Dyke Arabic Bible. How can we relate with them when they may use that very accurate Bible, and yet we use something else that contradicts it? Or they may come with other translations, like the Russian Bible, or this Armenian Bible, or future Bibles that are based upon the same text, not questioning the Word of God. Another point that I want to make is this, that the Authorized Version is the relevant Bible among the young in a multicultural society, because it is the most appropriate for public and private use in the churches. More than any other version, the Authorized Version sounds like a Bible. Sounds like the Word of God, even to the unbelievers. Just listen and read and watch the publicity about the Authorized Version that you have had this year. From the mouth of not the church, not Christians, but the ungodly, the deniers of the faith, atheists. They say, "This, I reject it. I don't believe in God. But if there was such a God, this would be his Bible. It sounds like it." That came from Dawkins. This translation commands the hearers, as well as the youth, to a reverent hearing of the scriptures. Its language arouses in the mind of the hearer the timeless and eternal character of God's Word. It is interesting for me that whenever a translation of the Quran has been made, do you know what they use? They use thee and thou. And they put ETHs at the end of their verbs and so on. Where do they get the idea? What are they trying to communicate? They are trying to communicate and mimic something. And it is the Authorized Version. Why are they doing that? Aren't they trying to be relevant to the modern culture? But what is in their mind is they want something that people, when they read it, it will bring in their mind, this sounds like the Word of God. Someone has said that the modern unbeliever, if he has any spiritual concern at all, is well aware that the contemporary scene really offers him no help. He expects the church to speak in a way that is timeless and from another world. The young as well as people of other cultures are more likely to take seriously what is said to them if they sense that this is something more important than a casual conversation. And on a practical side as well, the Authorized Version is usually published and laid out verse by verse, rather than in paragraphs. That is the best format for the young. Have you ever used the Bible that is set into paragraphs? It may be helpful for the study, but in the public worship service, the preacher announces a text. And as a person who used to use a paragraph Bible in New King James, I would have difficulty trying to locate the text. But our authorized versions, generally speaking, they are laid out verse by verse, line upon line. And that is most helpful. That's just a practical note. Remember too, the young do not remain young. They are continually growing older. In the past, at least, they would have grown into churches that were at least united in one English Bible. When they read books, when they went to conferences, when they heard sermons, they were not confused by the multiplicity of different renderings, because they all quoted from the same book, from the same Bible. The source of authority, the source of the authority of the church, should be one English version. This demonstrates to the young that the churches and the denominations have unity, at least in their source of authority. Young people are living in a confusing world. In an age of apostasy, spiritual weakness, the use of the AV in the Reformed and Evangelical congregations underscores our unity and identity with other conservative and evangelical Christians and churches. And let me say to you this. Some people, I remember, in a church that I was, they would say, well, we give a more easier to read version to the children. Later on, they will change. I know those people. They have grown now. They are my age. They have not changed their Bibles. They thought they would. They haven't. But do you know what? That church's Bible has now changed. Those very young people who now are older, when they come to an age and by God's grace converted, when it comes to a point of versions, they would say, we have been used with our modern version. And I want to carry on with it. This relates to me. I am more happy with this. Let that pastor and his Bible go. Or when a new pastor comes, then a new Bible, a new version comes with him. So let us not be taken by such things. And then the final thing I have is this. That the authorized version is the relevant Bible among the young in a multicultural society, because it uses the most appropriate English. For some, this may be very surprising to hear. The authorized version is a relevant Bible because it's because of its use of suitable English. And so that makes it suitable and relevant to be used in private and in public, to be memorized, to be learned by heart. Why do I say that? Because of its use of short words, simple words that come from Anglo-Saxon roots. And that continues to provide the very basic vocabulary of the English language today. And that makes it to be a timeless English. There are often, I remember when I was using the authorized version 10 years ago, I was using it so much, it affected my English. And when I would write a report to send to my boss, he would write back and say to me that this is not, what kind of things are you reading? This is not a proper modern grammar. But why was that? Why was that? Why did I find that easier? I believe it is because of this, that the nature of the language that it uses, a simple language, short words that it uses, is slightly different to our modern language and grammar. And so it sticks in your mind. When you are in a group, this setting, I don't want to point out anybody. I think we all look like each other. But if someone came in different, he looked different, he talked different, he wore something very strange, and you can imagine, that person will stick with you. You may talk about him somewhere else that you go, but you forget each other's names, you forget each other's faces, you forget what you were, what that person wore. You all look very similar. But this book is not the same as any other book, both in its nature and its language. So I will say that it is also most relevant. I would say to you this again. The problem is not with the young. The problem is with the older. Have you ever heard a child complain about the complexity of the language of the Authorized Version? They may say, I don't understand. And you explain it. They accept it. But an educated Englishman, he says, I don't understand this Elizabethan language. And you explain the word, he says, I still don't want it. A child takes it. You see what is happening to a child or a young person? Their English, their vocabulary is growing. They're already learning the language. A person coming from another culture, like myself, you're already learning the language. We simply take it as the Word of God. I must learn the vocabulary of the Word of God. That's all. That's all. So it is that a child does not complain about this book. It's always, in my experience, adults who are well-educated, white English men and women, who complain about this book. I'm sorry to say this, but I believe that is the main truth of our problem in our churches. The church which aims to be relevant and has a Bible that is relevant, must not concentrate its efforts upon just one group of people, simply the young. They are in need of a mature instruction, not simply a casual, easygoing instruction. They are themselves immature. They're most unstable. We have difficulty dragging them into our meetings. And yet we ought not to give them things that will suit their immaturity. What is it that they need? What will relate to our young people? Something that is mature. Something that comes not from simply today, but from eternity. And something that sounds that it has just come from the mouth of God. And I would say again, it is the Authorized Version that fits that category. So, the Authorized Version is the most relevant Bible, I believe, for the young in a multicultural society, because it has been the standard English Bible for the past 400 years. There is nothing to match it. And that makes it relevant, my friends. It's the most stable translation because it does not undermine doctrine. because it has a stable and sound source text and translation method. Because it is perfect for public and private use in churches. Because it unites the churches of Christ under one Bible and for its use of appropriate English. In 1999, the Lord by His grace brought me to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. A young man coming from a different culture, living in a multicultural society. What kind of a Bible did I look for? I was searching for a Bible that was relevant to me. But what kind of a Bible was I looking for? I wasn't interested if that Bible was difficult to read, or what I had to use my dictionary, or to reread certain passages again. I desired a Bible which was the most accurate, most stable, textually faithful, and complete translation of the inspired Hebrew and Greek texts. I would say to you, my friends, let us not underestimate the young. Let us not underestimate our young people. I believe most young people have such high values and desires. Therefore, what have we to offer them other than the authorized version? There is nothing other than this book. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Read Proverbs 2 for yourself when you get home. How this Solomon speaks to his son. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, not most of it, not half of it, all of my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, that's perfect wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom, nothing that is questioned, nothing that is critical or weak, but sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment. Here is talking about perseverance and preservation, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. The authorized version, my friends, still remains to be the most relevant English Bible that you can offer to any young people in any age, for any culture, in this multicultural society. Amen. Let us turn to the final psalm, Psalm 119, in our praise to God, Psalm 119, and verses 97 to 104, to the tune Harrington. Oh, how love I thy law it is. My study all the day, it makes me wiser than my foes, for it doth with me stay. The
words to me before pronouncing the benediction to express our sincerest thanks to Puyan Meshahi for that most excellent sermon which the Lord has given to us this afternoon. It seems to me that the one who has preached it, to him, English is his second language. And it's a remarkable thing that not only has he preached as he has, but his convictions are as they are. And it should make modern critics of the Authorized Version to take notice and to take to heart what they have heard today. For some of us who are older, and I must now include myself in that bracket, it rejoices our hearts to hear a young man preach in that way. And it gives us considerable hope for the future that there are men of this caliber whom God is raising up to preach and to defend the grand old book we have all come to love. We trust, Puyan, the Lord will keep you and mightily use you in the years to come. Our sincere thanks to you for what you have given to us today. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we thank thee for every sentence we have heard today. We thank thee for helping thy servant to deal rightly with this subject and argue cogently for this precious book which we have come to love. May grace and divine blessing follow this preaching. May the truth be confirmed in our hearts, and may we be able, through grace, to be faithful to what has been handed unto us and what is ever increasingly an invaluable treasure, the Word of God, the Authorized Version of Holy Scripture. Do bless thy servant as he travels and as he continues to minister. Grant him in thy mercy a fruitful, God-glorifying ministry for many years to come. And grant to each of us like faithfulness in our several and separate spheres, that we may hold fast to this precious version and not sell it for just something inadequate, something unsubstantial, and something very different. Help us to buy the truth and sell it not. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
There are one or two brief comments in the way of notices to make. The first is this, that as always, we extend our sincere appreciation to Dr. Peter Masters, the pastor of the Tabernacle, and the office bearers here for the use of their premises today. We also take this opportunity to thank all the friends who have assisted with the catering and with other arrangements for this meeting. We thank you all. In particular, I would mention John Edwards and his wife, Ellie Edwards. We are grateful for all that they have done today, and grateful too to everyone else. Thirdly, boxes are placed at the exits should anyone wish to contribute towards the work of the society. And if that is your intention, we thank you in the Lord's name. Fourthly, at the close of this meeting, please leave via the rear exit door near the bookshop. Then walk along the side of the building to the front gate, as the front entrance doors will be closed. We have been requested to clear and leave the premises by 5:30 at the latest. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Very good. One of the best members of the family.